Stuvo in the studio. That Vibes Live theme song, you feel me? Orale, that's right. I got my pants way high and my hat real low. Turn on your internet. Vibes Live, what you get?
Chillin' with Robin Lynn.
She's about to make you win. Call you out and bring you in.
Chillin' with the Mexican.
Orale,
Stuvo.
And Grandpa Gotcha. 273 Records Incorporated. Young Boss, Young Major, you know we made it. Ike Ellis, BK, Robin Lynn sponsoring. Bitty Video with Pastor Troy and West Music. Shelly Garrett getting it, cutting at the barbershop. Willie Brown, light-skinned at Bobby Brown. Judge Joe Brown, T.Y. Womb on Baby Radio, North Side Radio.
Yo.
Vibes Live, what you get?
Chillin' with Robin Lynn.
She's about to make you win.
Call you out and bring you in.
Chillin' with the Mexican.
Orale.
Got Stuvo and Grandpa Gotcha. Storm Talk 365 Bonita. Claire Bourne, she's a superwoman. Tina Hobbs, Simmons, Savvy Pro. Patrice Jackson, Mass Media. Maven, Robin Lynn, Maven. Worldwide distribution,
going to
Brown Corporation.
That's
Girl Outfitters, Club Booty, the Bad Brad Berkowitz, Run It Down Production,
Caper,
Dark Star Records,
with that real slick money,
Auntie with that gummy,
Grandpa El Cello,
Sisters in Motion.
Turn on your internet,
Vibes Live, what you get?
Chilling with Robin Lynn.
Stop the
with the Mexican,
Orale,
Stuvo, and Grandpa Gotcha.
Turn on your internet,
Vibes Live, what you get?
Chillin' with Robin Lynn.
She's about to make you win.
Call you out and bring you in.
Chillin' with the Mexican,
Orale,
Stuvo, and Grandpa Gotcha.
Now that's what I'm talking about right there, you know what I'm saying? We done did that, you know what I'm saying? Hey, Mr. Clean Cut Man done did that. Y'all Stuvo, you did alright, man.
Orale, what's your problem, Holmes? You can't be talking about me like that, eh? It hurts my view dogs, eh? I'll talk to you later, Holmes, on the next one. Vibes Live.
Alright, welcome to Vibe Live. We're at Carpet Exclusive Video Show. This is the boy, comedian Edmund Douglas. My partner in crime is taking a day off, but I have my co-host, Uncle Ben, Uncle Ben. What's up, big boy? Uncle Ben, Uncle Ben, Uncle Ben, Uncle Ben. Yeah, co-host for the show. I said, no, okay. This is how we're going to do this. You're going to behave. You're not going to ask no stupid questions. But let's get this show started. But we got to play the theme song and welcome my guest to the show. Play it. All right, welcome to the show, the one and only Kevin D. Benton, and also the one and only Nikki Wong. Hello, guys.
Hey.
Hey, how you doing? How y'all doing?
I'm doing wonderful. Uncle Ben, Very Uncle good. Ben, say hello.
Hello, guys. It's Uncle Ben, Uncle Ben. Nikki
Wong. What's up, Uncle Ben? What's up, Uncle Ben?
Hey, Uncle Ben.
You say my name one time, I say nothing. You say it two times.
Okay.
I'll talk back.
Uncle Ben.
Y'all going to excuse me with him. His first name is Uncle Ben, and his last name is Uncle Ben. That's why he said his name two times.
Oh, that's why we said it two times. Okay.
I want to thank both of you guys to take the time out to come on to the show. Let's get down to business, starting with Kevin, what I want to ask you, what made you want to become in the entertainment business as an actor?
Well, I got a taste of it in first grade in some of the school plays that I participated in, and I really, really liked, you know, being on stage, being in front of an audience, And, of course, I got away from it when I started to play basketball. And then after basketball was over, during the summertime, you know, visiting a family down in Florida, you know, I would get cast for the Indiana Jones Stunt Spectacular, the Backlock Tour, Nautica Battle Scene, where I played the sea captain, and also the Disaster Movie Ride starring you. And I really, really loved it. And that's when I started to kind of dibble and dabble in it again, and I liked it. And when I got cast for the movie Creed, the experience was phenomenal. There was so much energy in the building. To see Sylvester Stallone, everybody's chanting Rocky, Michael B. Jordan's in the house, Dave Rosado, the boxer from Philly, and it was just such a phenomenal experience that when that day was over, I said, this is what I want to do professionally and full time.
Wow. I heard you said basketball. Was basketball your dream first?
Well, actually, what my initial dream was to play in the NBA, and I came close. Did play overseas. I played in about maybe 10 countries, but I did get invited to the 76ers camp back in 96. I know I'm kind of dating myself and telling my age here, but had a chance to play with Kobe Bryant, Rick Mahorn, Aaron McKee, Rasheed Wallace, some of whom are my friends, and but I ended up going back overseas, and so yeah, that was my original dream. But you know, now that I'm chasing this acting dream, this isn't bad.
Wow, Nicky, this Uncle Ben, Uncle Ben. What made you become an actress, and why you wanted to become an actress, Uncle Ben? Uncle Ben.
Okay, well, Uncle Ben, I got the bug in church. I got started there. I got casted in a few church plays, and I liked it. I liked the expressions on the people's faces. I liked the applause that they were giving me afterwards. And so I pretty much said to myself, let me see what I can do with this. So I went, you know, to school, got a little bit of education on it. And outside of church, I got cast in a few more things. And the applause got bigger. The faces, the smiles got wider. So, you know, just the ability to, you know, touch those lives out there from what I'm doing. And I've been doing it ever since. I love it. I really don't want to do anything else.
Wow. So church motivated you? Was it
that's
an anointing?
Where I got it from, yeah.
In the gear?
Say
so it's an anointing? So
yeah.
You say it's an anointing in the gift, or is it something that you really wanted to do?
I would say there's an anointing in the gift, yes.
Okay.
I'll second that.
Okay.
Yeah, I would say that, yeah.
So is this something that you looked at or thought about when you was a little girl or a teenager?
I wasn't really thinking about it. When I started doing it in church, I said, let me, you know, check this out and see what was going on. So when I auditioned and they cast me for one of the lead roles and they said, you know, you have the ability to bring that character out. I love what you did in the audition. I was just playing around, but they loved it. And so when they cast me, you know, for that lead role and, you know, I brung that character out, everyone just went crazy. And I was like, oh, wow, I really got something. And then afterwards, you know, the pastor's wife was like, you know what, you need to pursue this because you really have this gift. You really have something. You need to expound on that. And I've been doing it ever since.
Wow.
Yes.
Back to you, Kevin. Tell us about your connection with Kevin Hart.
Oh, man. I was on the set of Untouchables the first day. Nikki and I were on a set a week later together. But the first day I was on set, I played a lawyer, just pretty much in the background. And my responsibility was just to come through the door so as if I'm going to work and keep walking. And so I was last in line. And so I'm leaning up against this door, and they said, we're waiting for Kevin Hart to come in. So he actually is coming through the door that I'm leaning up against. So when he comes by, I say, yo, what's up, Kevin Chance? But he was looking at his phone. I guess he was getting ready for his lines. He had a cup of coffee in the other hand, but he never looked up. He kept walking. He spoke hey, hey, you know, and went on, we filmed the scene, and on his way back to his trailer, he's walking towards me, so I said, this time I'm going to lean over and shake his hand. So I said, continued success to you, Kev, and he said, thank you very much. He shook my hand, he looked up, he took three steps past me, turned around, and said to me, Kevin, is that you? And I turned around to him and said, Kev, make a long story short, Kevin Hart was a camper in a basketball camp that I worked at Germantown Friends High School for 10 years during the summer. He was in my group one of the weeks. And we just reminisced. He showed me a lot of love. And I said, come on, man, let's take a picture together. He said, as soon as I come back from my trailer, we finish the scene. And first I'm thinking, he's not going to take this picture with me. And lo and behold, as soon as the scene was over, he was yelling for me. And that really, really touched my life. Because if I touched his life when I was his camp counselor, he touched mine. Because, you know, these guys, he's probably the biggest star out here now. And to be humble and down to earth was so phenomenal. And then on the second day of filming, Nikki and I, we were actually hanging out talking. Actually, he went over and grabbed Nikki's phone, and we were taking selfies and playing around and all this other stuff. And it really didn't dawn on us that we had made a special connection until we heard other people on set saying,
yeah.
Oh, man, I was filming last week, and Kevin Hart was about two tables over from me. And I started thinking, well, me and Nikki's back here hanging out with him,
we're
joking and kidding around. And so it was just great. Now, you want to add to that?
Yeah, that was a great moment. I was, like, surprised, actually. He actually took my phone. He said, no, this is how you have to do it. I was trying to get a little selfie. He took my phone. He said, no, I got to hold the phone. I was like, oh, okay. It was an awesome moment, and that is something that I truly would never forget. Never.
Wow.
And I just want to add this, too. When I was a camp counselor at Germantown Friends Reading Basketball Computer Clinic, at the end of the week, because I take Christ with me everywhere I go, I will offer, if they so desire, to choose to pray the sinner's prayer and invite all the kids to receive Christ. And, of course, we didn't discriminate if they chose not to. And every week, kids were getting saved. Now, I don't know. Only God knows that Kevin Hart got saved. But I'm going to say this. Do I believe personally that he prayed that prayer? I believe personally. Because he remembered me. And there was something that God used me to do in his life that he would remember me like that. Because a lot of these stars, you know, they go Hollywood on you to make a lot of money. And you be lucky if you get a head nod. He was hugging on me, shaking my hand. And I know life is going to come full circle for me, Kevin Hart, Nikki, and I again. And it was just great, man. So I wanted to throw that in because even though we're actors, we represent the kingdom too.
Right.
Amen. Now, this question here goes to both of you guys, but I'm going to ask Nikki first.
Okay.
Nikki, if you had a choice today, let's say you receive a phone call, which show you rather be on, Empire or The Have and Have Not?
Oh, wow.
And why?
Wow. That... Can I say both of them?
You gotta pick one. Whatever you pick, then tell us why.
Oh, I say it. Okay. Oh, wow. Wow. Okay. You know what? Let me say this. Wow. I can't even say that.
Because you got to be ready because that phone call can come any day.
Oh, my goodness. I would say The Haves and The Have Nots.
And why?
I really want to work with Tyler Perry. I really like what he represents as an actor, director. I really like how he, you know, how he keeps the same, you know, actors that, you know, he works with. I really like that. I really want to get on his roster.
Same question go to you, Kevin. The phone call, you hear the phone ringing, and your agent say, okay, both opportunities are there, but you got to pick one. Would it be The Have and Have Not, or and tell us why.
Oh, well, just like Nikki's hesitation, it is a tough,
it's hard.
tough, I kind of feel like, you know how you're in court and they ask you a question, you want to say, I cannot confirm or deny. I kind of want to do one of those. But I got to give a shout out to my man, Lee Daniels, from Philly, doing the one of the big Lee Daniels, the Butler Empire, all that stuff. Wow, man, y'all gonna get me in trouble here, man. But definitely
I
like
kept
the
cute, work. Kevin. I kept it cute.
Yeah, I'm trying to keep it cute, you know what I'm saying? But it's difficult. I definitely would like to work with Tyler Perry. Like I said, I like that he pieces actors together, kind of bringing up like a team of people. Mm-hmm. And I can't say I want to work with both of them. That's what I want to say. But, oh, man, tough. That's tough. I would like to work with Tyler Perry.
Now, you know you're wrong for making us choose like that.
Yeah, as well.
Because you could know both shows are hot now. And you know,
I want to be on both of them.
Between the two, I want to work with both of them. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, you want to be on both of them.
You do that to me. Ever. Come on now. You should have done that. My heart is hurting. My heart is hurting. I can't believe you did that.
I know.
What if he's listening?
We might have lost one phone call, man.
I know. What if he's listening? Now, you done messed up. Oh, my God.
And see, y'all forget. See, y'all forget I'm in the business as well, and you never know. So the hard work both of you guys are doing, you gotta stay ready. It's not so much about the producer. It's not so much about Tyler Perry. It's about Jesus Christ. It's about God.
Absolutely. Right.
And God knows exactly where, not where you want to be, but where you should be. Okay.
Yes. Yes. Absolutely.
What we're gonna
and
do
I want to be with both of them, brother.
You want to do both of them?
I want to work with both of them.
We want to work with both of them. It don't matter who called first or second. You know what I'm saying?
We want to work with both of them.
Okay. At this point, we ask all our guests, let's start with Nikki. Could you tell Vibe Live family what was your most effective trial and tribulation to make you become the person who you are today?
Oh wow, that's a tough one. I've been through a lot, you know, growing up. I've been through a lot, and you know, getting to the point where I'm at now, I can only say that God did that for me. Growing up as a child, it wasn't easy, and then, you know, becoming an adult and trying to take care of my family, that wasn't easy either. I can only say that I would not be the woman that I am today if it wasn't for God, if it wasn't for Christ helping me and just, you know, being able to just go to Him with everything. I would say that is what did it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So, you thank God for the things that He have taken you through.
Yeah.
Could you go back and be an example for other women? Would you be able to do that and share?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Good.
And that's one of the reasons why, you know, I love acting so much, because it gives you the ability to reach people through that character. You know, that's why I love it so much.
Great. And you, Kevin, could you share your testimony?
Just real quickly before I share my moment, I want to just echo what Nikki said. One of the things I love about acting is the humanitarian aspect of acting, and this is one of the reasons why we take it so serious, because we want to serve the art well, but we want to serve people, because when people are watching us on TV and on the big screen, we connect with them, we make them feel. And for those hours that they're watching us, we take them away from their pain, their problems, perhaps their persecution, whatever things that they're going through. And so it is awesome to touch lives, and that is our approach as we focus on what we're doing. And that's why we take it serious, to have our wardrobe ready, know our lines, develop our characters and stuff like that, because somebody just might hold on one more day because of something we did in a movie that gave them hope. You just never know. You know what I'm saying? But the worst trial I have ever been through was when I was in college. I was diagnosed with a rare heart disease called hypertrophic cardiomyopathy. And then what it is an enlargement of the heart, and blood was flowing in the wrong direction in my heart. I was having these heart palpitations. I was like 190 pounds, 2% body fat, and could touch the top of the backboard for fun. And I dropped down to about 135 pounds, and the doctors gave me one day to live. And so I remember my family in the University of Pennsylvania Hospital, and the doctors coming in there and saying, you know, Mr. and Mrs. Bender, we've done all we can do. There's nothing else we can do. And my mom said, good, we'll let go and let God. My dad kissed me on the cheek, and that was like the first time he had kissed me as an adult. And he told me, don't give up. And so they went home, and later on that night, a janitor came in. This lady came in with her mop, and she put her mop down, walked over to my bed. Prior to this, I'm wrestling with God. I'm wrestling with God because I was a good person. I helped kids. I tried to love everybody. I was a good son. I didn't get in trouble, you know, and things like that. And this is how I'm going to die. When I saw some rascals out there living evil and wicked and were in better health than I was. And so this lady comes in, she puts her mop down, grabs you by the hand, and she started praying in the name of Jesus. And she said that I had calling on my life, the devil was trying to take my life, and she prayed and asked God to heal me in Jesus' name. And when she finished praying, it felt like somebody poured a cold glass of water on my head that went all the way down to my feet. And as this chilling sensation passed by my chest, I felt my heart shrink inside my chest. And I got wheelchaired in, given one day to live, and gingerly walked out on the third day. And I still have some of my medicine hanging in the closet as a memorial for what God did to me.
Wow. Wow, that is a testimony. Uncle Ben, anything you want to ask?
Yeah, Uncle Ben, this question is going to Nikki. Nikki, if you had to play a love scene, what actor you'd rather do love scene with? Who?
If I had to do a love scene?
Yeah, Uncle Ben want to know that. Uncle Ben.
Okay. If I had to do a love scene, I would do it with Kevin.
And Nikki would be my answer to
Uncle Ben.
Don't do it, Uncle Ben. I'm gonna tell you why I would do a love scene with Kevin. The chemistry that we've worked together before, we've worked together on many different sets before, and the chemistry that he brings to that set, the chemistry that we had together on set is unmatchable. We work very, very, very well together. We're always ready, wardrobe ready. We know our lines. He know my lines and his lines. And I'd rather work with somebody who brings it, who just brings it to the table. I know what he's going to give. Every time he comes, he gives 110%. And I'd rather work with somebody who's going to put their all into it than to work with somebody who I have to second guess.
Wow.
That's my dude right there.
That makes sense.
Now I understand why Terrence Howard and the young lady that played Cookie, I've heard him say the same thing. Not the exact word you said, but it makes sense how you said that. That makes sense. Well, before we let you guys go, Kevin, could you tell the whole world what you got coming up? And also talk about your book and where you can be reached at.
Okay. Well, actually, 3 o'clock this afternoon, I'll be heading to the set of The Jury Speaks, and I'll be cast as the character Roland Cooper, the juror, and they're going to do a reenactment of the O.J. trial, so to premiere on NBC. I'll be doing that this afternoon. Nikki and I are also looking forward to the premiere of Jason's Letter. Mm-hmm. June 11th is going to be in Dover, Delaware. And we have some very, very visible scenes with lines. It's going to be a very, very funny scene. And Vivica Fox and the guy from The Blind Side, Aaron's going to be there. The whole cast is going to be there. And I just got word today that HBO is supposed to be coming, so we're excited about that.
Yeah.
We always had projects on the table.
Always.
Probably too many to name at this point. But so we're looking forward to those. As far as my book, yeah, I wrote a book back in 2010 called A Field Trip to Hell, Don't Be Afraid. Experienced the 30 torments of hell firsthand without having to go to, without having to stay for eternity. It is a non-threatening, non-judgmental, educational, and informative book that talks, it's twofold. It talks about our story of suffering and pain. You know, people say, I've been through hell in life. Well, I tell my journey, including when I was sick to the point of death. And then I do transition into a fictional story about a tour guide who takes his readers on a tour of hell from a biblical perspective and shows them what the 30 revealed torments of hell is. Nobody's going to be condemned. Nobody's going to be judged. From everyone that have read the book have told me this. This was the most loving, informational, instructional, and encouraging book about hell that they've ever read. And I know that's an oxymoron given the title, but nobody's going to be judged. In fact, you're going to be encouraged and inspired to know that if God can do it for Kevin, D. Benton, he can do it for you. I can be reached on Facebook at Kevin D. Benton, actor Kevin D. Benton, Twitter, Kevin D. Benton as well. And I just want to thank everybody for your support. Oh, and before I got to add this, I've been nominated for Best Actor for Emergency Landing for the Church Stars Network. So, yes, if you guys can go to the churchstarsnetwork.com, scroll down to Best Actor, then go down to Best Actor and click on my picture and vote. I would greatly, greatly appreciate every vote. And you can vote up to three times a day on one electrical device, for one computer. So vote daily. ChurchStarsNetwork.com. Vote Best Actor, Kevin D. Benton. I would greatly appreciate it. And I got to add that Nikki was also nominated for Best Actress in Face vs. Mountain, but they didn't get enough submissions, so they had to take the category out. But she's also a Best Actress nominated as well.
Okay, Nikki, you want to go ahead and tell the world where you can be reached at, what you got coming up? Just say what you want to say.
All right. Well, along with Kevin, we got a lot of things coming up together. He already told you some of those things. We just wrapped up The Bridge. It's going to be coming on Roku TV in June. Got working on this weekend with Rodney Cherry, Love Songs Weren't Meant to Be Broken. Working on another production coming out in New Jersey. Can't spill that right now, but you'll be hearing about that later. I can be reached on Facebook, Nikki Warren. I can be reached on Twitter, at Nikki Warren, and also Instagram, Hello, I Am Nikki. So that's where I can be reached. And I thank everybody for your support and your prayers. Thank you. Definitely your prayers. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
I want both of y'all to keep this in your mind. This is your new home. Anytime you want to get the word out, we are 2 million, not demographic, 2 million geographic listeners follow us around the world. We got proof of track records. Guess what? I just made up my mind. Myself and Robin Lynn will surprise y'all wherever y'all may be at. And we're going to call you about a day ahead of time. And we're going to support you guys. And okay, cool. So I want to thank both of you guys.
Yeah,
you got any shout out?
Shout out to Robin, Miss Robin Lynn. Can't leave her out. Thank you so much. Love you, Miss Robin Lynn.
Thank you.
Love you
guys.
Love her.
Thank you. Awesome.
Just keep
in
mind.
You ready?
This is y'all guys' new home. Once again, we want to thank both of you guys to take the time out. Now it's time for y'all to go back to work. And we'll keep in touch. Keep doing what you're doing, because you got to make that money, okay?
Oh, my stars. I got to get back to ordering these files. I don't want to do it.
Thank you, guys. Anytime y'all need support, feel free to contact us, and we're there for you, okay?
Thank you so much for having us. Thank
you. Love y'all. Yeah, Uncle Ben, love you, man.
Love you, Uncle Ben.
Yes, sir.
We love you guys too.
We just opened up a can of worms, man. We just started up here.
I'm sorry. I'm just being honest. I was speaking the truth.
All right. There you go, guys. Vibe Live. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. play it, Uncle Ben.
I knew God was really, I always used to pray. My prayer was I asked God to not to let the devil kill me out here while I was in the streets before I could get back. But I said, if you give me one more chance at life and music, I promise you, I'm going to shout you out, and I'm going to testify, and we're going to have a little church up in there.
Waking up, thanking God, every day is feeling just like Sunday. Wife, you fly by my side, green light, everything is going my way. Riding clean, living dreams, just left the barber and I'm feeling like Midas. Heard him say, give him praise, just in the water, got you acting like this. Ain't a day go by that I don't try to thank the Lord up above. And if you wonder why I'm loving life, I'm close and I tell you what's up.
Listen,
ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed, and yes, living every moment, no regrets. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh yes, I'm blessed, yes, I'm blessed. And I'm blessed, yes, blessed. Living every moment, no regrets. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed.
You know I'm blessed.
Yes, I'm blessed.
You know I'm blessed.
Yes. Playing cards, laughing hard, barbecuing, waking up the whole block. Music loud, turning out. Little kids are breaking out the bus stop. Life is good, really good. And every moment, no, I can't forget. Say, I won't change. You're the reason that I am like this. Ain't a day go by that I don't try to thank the Lord up above. And if you wonder why I'm loving life, come close and I tell you what's up. Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed. Yes, living every moment, no regrets. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed. Yes, I'm blessed. Yes, ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed. Yes, living every moment, no regrets. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed. Yes, I'm blessed. Yes, I'm blessed. I'm blessed, I'm blessed, I'm blessed. I'm blessed, I'm blessed, I'm blessed. I'm blessed, I'm blessed, I'm blessed.
Let me holler at Uncle Charlie.
Thank God for another day. But he waiting on me to find another way. I know trouble all around, trying to tear us all down. But I gotta thank God for every day above ground. Know the devil working day and night. But I look him in the eyes and you a damn lie. And I know I could have died in the nighttime. I'm still around because I hear work, not because I'm mad. And I'm up on the doing time, got a message for you. Might be stressing never, there's some blessing coming. And when it do through all the party and the nonsense, just take some time to thank God for what he done. When the partner you run with come with them negative comments, trying to get you to do something, you better not follow them down as I swear. I declare so much power in prayer. You had no idea, God is all in here.
All right, we're back right here. This is your boy, comedian Edmund Douglas, and Uncle Ben. Hey, man, let me ask you something. Did you really enjoy that?
Yeah, man. Heaven D. Benton and my girl. That's my girl now, Nikki. I think I got to find a way to take her away from Kevin. That's what I'm going to do, Uncle Ben. Yeah. Oh, I'll tell you what, man. You need to stop all that nonsense. I tell you what, let's go ahead and make a few announcements. The O Entertainment Jazz and Comedy Cruise, you have an opportunity to pay $150 for the deposit. That's May 20, 2017 for the cruise, Jazz Comedy Cruise Party, leaving Galveston, heading to Mexico. That's in September.
September. For more information, what you want to do is log on to OR Entertainment Jazz and Comedy Cruise. Also, you can go on Facebook and look up Carlita Moore. That's Carletha Moore. Or the OR Entertainment Jazz and Comedy Party Cruise, heading out the September 5-day cruise. Just look that up. Also, we have Vibe Live. Vibe Live. I'm going to go ahead and break out the surprise for everyone. Vibe Live, starting in 2 more weeks, we'll have their own reality TV show. Yes. It will be air on the Vibe Live. We're just going to give you a little piece of information at this time, but we're looking forward to it. Myself and my partner in crime, Robin Mae Benn. I wish she was here today, but she'll be back next week. Also, next week, a special edition will have 2 hours on the air, very important segment, very important episode next week. We have Ed Gray, we have Dennis Devon, we also have a special guest, one of our own, Robert Lynn Production, Mike. I call him Mr. Mike, the pastor. Mr. Mike will be joining us next week as well. Guess what? The boy, Comedy Vineyard, myself, Marvin Milton Smith, and Mr. Motivator, going to do the Comedy Vineyard Part 2 film right here in Garland, Texas, May the 20th. Oh, yeah. Uncle Ben, did I leave anything else out? Uncle Ben.
Oh yeah, I just waiting on you to get through all the announcements, but it's all good. Uncle Ben is gonna have a rap album coming out soon.
Yeah. No, you did not say what I thought you said.
Yeah, Uncle Ben gonna have a rap album. You know I was a rapper back in the day.
No. Why you didn't say you was a rap artist, man? I didn't know that.
Well, just hang on. You're fine now, Uncle Ben.
What's the title?
Uncle Ben. What'd you like?
Okay, y'all heard him. He said he got a rap album coming out. Ain't nobody rap no more, but we'll see what you got. You know, I'll tell you what. Before we go, I'm going to let you go. So you just hang around and see what we're going to do, okay? Uncle Ben, you did a good job today. Thank you for coming in, Robin. But at this moment, we're going to let you go.
You made me happy. Thank you.